Hi, I'm Niamh.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to the chaos.
Each week, we invite you into our chaotic lives.
We talk about anything and everything. So buckle up, enjoy the ride,
and get ready to embrace the chaos.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Welcome to the Chaos.
Welcome back.
Another week.
I nearly said good morning.
Well, it is good morning for me because it's
9:05. It's 9:05.
9:05. This is one of the earliest of session. Blah, 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 blah. This is one of the earliest podcasts we recorded, I feel, for me.
Is it? Yeah, I reckon.
Probably, because I'm normally like, can we do like 11 or 12 my time?
I didn't get out of bed until after 11 today. I felt awful.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I literally felt awful. I had a pounding headache all morning.
Oh, no.
I can't do it. I can't sleep in anymore. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, I suppose.
I think it's okay. But I think you're also allowed to sleep in if your body wants it.
Yeah.
You know? So, Kevin, no Northern Lights for Cork or just for you?
I don't know. Either way, I'm pissed off about it because I really want to see them.
Apparently, they're meant to be...
Was it not on Peter's story?
Yeah, but Niamh was asleep.
Oh.
So I'm in Vancouver, just in case anyone has forgotten.
Yeah.
And I haven't already made it like half my personality. Did you see that thumbs up?
I didn't know that was a thing on Zoom.
Yeah. It happens then when my sessions with Zoe as well sometimes, actually. It's really hard to actually get
it's so hard to actually
up.
Get it on purpose. It's only
we're
ever
on about if you have ever been on Zoom and you like accidentally do like something, like it's not even a thumbs up because I didn't even do a thumbs up there.
No,
but
you
sometimes
were
it gives
like
you like a bubble
that.
Of a thumbs up.
Just
anyway, so he sent them to me because he was out kind of like Kitsilano area and we're Mount Pleasant. So we're a bit more built up, I feel.
Yeah.
But then I saw people down by like Cole Harbour, which is like downtown, and they were class there. So I was like, okay. Because I looked out at one point and could see kind of, there was like a tint of purple in the sky. And then I looked out again because I was starting to see more stories and all I could see was kind of like a green glow, but I couldn't really see anything properly. And then I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
But then I woke up this morning to see like so many good pictures of them here in Vancouver. So
all
annoyed.
Over Ireland, all over the UK, I was so pissed off.
They were so prominent. So
like,
prominent.
Apparently it's some... Oh,
something storm.
Magnetic storm.
Yeah,
I don't know what it fully is. Geomagnetic?
Geomagnetic storm?
I think so.
That sounds like something.
We go with that.
Let's go with that.
So apparently they're going to be visible again this evening from
That's what I've heard. And I did a quick look of... tracking them in Vancouver. They're at like a 10 tonight, I think. I must do a little bit more research, but I am going to stay up. I'm going to say it to the lads as well. I'm going to be like, let's actually stay up and try.
I would just love
go
to
and
see
them. Because it has been one of my goals. Definitely.
Oh, always. I remember when I went to Iceland, we woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, to go see them, and we didn't fucking see them, and I was raging.
Yeah. Because I've always wanted to go, I can't remember what country it's in. It's one of like Finland, Norway, Sweden, one of them.
I think
where you can
Sweden,
go
the northmost one.
These like you stay in kind of
domes.
Glass igloos almost. Domes. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
Where you go stay
yeah.
in those and like you can actually see them like above you if you're lucky. That's what I've always wanted to do as well. But I'm like, if I can see them here in Vancouver, that would be so cool.
Be mad.
So hopefully tonight they will be out again.
Please. It's the only thing on my Twitter is just all photos of it.
Yeah.
And then people going, I don't care if you saw it because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I'm annoyed.
Yeah. I know. I saw one TikTok. She was like, I'm in bed at 9 p.m. So I miss them completely.
Yeah. There was one that was like, and here I was, 23 years old, asleep
on
a
that.
Friday night.
I saw that as well.
So good.
It was like, because even I didn't go out last night. Like I was being good. I helped a friend move some furniture, came home, was watching some Netflix in bed, nice and cozy. And she misses the Northern Lights. Do you know? This is what I get for trying to be good.
Yeah.
And being in on a Friday.
No winning.
So we'll try. We're going to have a wild Saturday. We're going to be out late.
Yeah.
Try to see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah.
The Northern Lights.
Any chaos?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Are you ready So, some of them is it's just kind of like just like funny things, just like funny, awkward things. So, like for example, I went to go order a smoothie and I had been thinking about my coaching session, my mindset coaching with my coach Zoe. And when they asked me, "And what's your name?" I went, "Zoe." But to be fair, I don't usually say Niamh. So it's not weird for me to be not saying my own name, but to say Zoe. I was like, okay. And then kind of along with just the name things, because so I'm back in, oh yeah, of course I've said this, that I've left my work from home job, I'm back in the office, whatever, but it means I'm back in a center where I don't know a lot of people. So it's a lot of reintroducing myself, saying my name, blah, blah, blah. And I am now having just such a crisis of like, how do you say my name? Really? How do I say my name? Because I don't think I even know anymore.
Oh my
Because
God. Are you having
anyone,
an identity crisis
like,
from
I'm like, oh, they're like, what's your name? I'm like, oh, I'm Niamh. And they're like, oh, Niamh, hi, how are you? And I'm like, and then I was like, do I say it to like Niamh? Like, Niamh? Ni? Am I pronouncing it to knee? And then they think it's
they forget the
Niamh.
of
Niamh?
Neov.
I don't know.
Neov.
I don't know my own name anymore. And honestly, I then spent one day, I was like, what? Nia? Niamh? 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 I'm all over the place. So yeah, that's been happening. Twice more, last weekend, I walked into men's bathrooms.
No.
What's going on?
Niamh, do you have something
Am I
that you need to
having a
talk about?
crisis? Am I having an identity crisis between my name and going into the men's toilets? Now, I've always been a bit of a tomboy. And people do say I dress lesbian chic, but like.
Speech.
Yeah, it happened to me twice again. I was like, girl, are you okay? Like, honestly, I don't know what's happening there. I don't know. Am I just not? Am I only just seeing like, yep, that's a toilet, and I'm forgetting to look
Like, are
for.
you just completely
I
unaware of your
know.
surroundings
Do
or
you know
what?
what I think it is? That there's just so many gender neutral toilets over here that I see a bathroom and I'm like, yep, cool. You know? So I'm just trying to be inclusive.
Yeah, you're
And
on the way. Oh my
then,
God.
as I said, because being back in a center, I am getting more and more bruises. So I've realized, because I was like, geez, I was like, all of a sudden, I'm getting bruises all over my legs and body again. And then I was like, it's because you're no longer working from home. I clattered my hip off a stairwell banister that are like metal stairwell banisters, constantly banging into things. Like I have one, two on that leg. I think the left leg is okay for the moment. But yeah, just I don't have spatial awareness. Like,
I think that's what it is.
yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
Is
Because I
that?
still. Do you ever. Sorry, go.
I feel like that's linked to something, but I can't remember what.
Possibly ADHD in women.
I maybe.
Yeah. Because do you remember the time, were you in the kitchen when I went out to the bathroom in the sunroom, utility room? And then I came back in. I remember Dad was like, what was that thing you said about you thinking you have, you know, not great spatial awareness? And the office chair was just spinning because I had knocked into it and I didn't even know. Do you remember this?
No,
Yeah.
but it makes complete sense.
Yeah. And then the final thing. So we were helping our friends move apartment. I was driving an Evo because I feel like I'm the one who's doing the most driving over here. You know, I've driven to and from apartments before, moving a load of stuff. I was very comfortable doing it. I was like, absolutely, I'll drive the Evo for you. So pulled up next to her old apartment, and it's all like parking meters here. And went upstairs, got some stuff, came back down. I got a parking ticket.
No.
Yeah. Because one of the meters was wheelchair or accessible parking spot. They have like a little sticker on it.
And you didn't see?
Yeah. Good. And your man
Oh,
was just
shit.
there. I was like, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? He was like, it's accessibility one. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I did not even notice. And he was like, but I have the ticket on the car already. I'm sorry. I was like, okay. Yeah.
How
First ever
much
parking ticket.
did you have to pay for?
120. I'm not paying for it. My friend's paying for it because she's the best.
Oh, that's a disaster.
So yeah, that's been my little bit of chaos going on.
That's such, to me, a like Americanized thing for some reason. I got a
Parking
parking
meters.
ticket. I got a parking ticket.
Oh, do you think?
I just don't know why. I just feel like it so is.
It's very rare, I suppose, at home.
It would be rare. And I think half it is just the wording. You'd be like, got fucking fined. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I
I feel
suppose.
like no one would go, I got a parking ticket.
That's true, actually.
That might
Yeah.
just be me, but I don't know. It only belongs in telly for me.
Only belongs with the stars. So yeah, that's my chaos.
That was
How about you?
hectic. And I reckon I'm just gonna absolutely have nothing for you.
That's okay.
But you knocked out of the park, so that was beautiful. None.
No, there was just nothing behind those eyes there. I
No.
feel like this
No.
year, though, Kevin, you've just been
Zen.
zen.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm vibing
You're
and
vibing.
nothing more.
That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to me for one of the first times ever? The other morning, I was doing my eyebrows and my mascara, because that's normally all I do. I hate putting on makeup. I had no thoughts in my head for like the first time ever.
At all.
I was like brushing my eyebrow, and I was like, I feel calm. I was like, what the hell? It was the strangest feeling ever. But then that night I had a mental breakdown. So, do you know?
Balanced. It's all a bit
Reality
balanced.
came back in and was like, hey, girl, don't get too excited.
This is so interesting to me.
Okay.
And I always try to explain it to Alex. But a lot of the time, I'm not thinking about anything.
That's great, though.
Like, no thoughts, head empty, a lot.
I think that's a very good thing. Because I could like it's a rarity for me to not have do you even have like music?
I
Or is it
usually have
just,
music.
oh, okay. Well, that's fair then.
But
That's still
yours was
something in
just
your
com
head.
okay.
Mine was just kind of like, for once it was like, well, it was actually, well, see, you're not on TikTok anymore.
No.
What I kind of had was this girl harmonized with a fan, like a ceiling fan or some kind of a fan,
Of course.
and it's like a that's what like was kind of, she was humming, and it's like turned into this big thing of like, oh, it's not actually a girl harmonizing with her fan, this is what it feels like, you know, to watch your parents grow older, to move away from home, blah blah
Right.
blah. And I started seeing it, and I was like, yeah, I was like, this for me is actually a bit of sense of calm. And I was like, oh, I was like, I'm calm. I'm not thinking about anything else other than the fact that I'm humming that tune and I feel calm. It's like, oh. But
That is crazy.
because for me, like, if I'm not thinking, I'm singing. So to me, it still feels
Okay, I
busy
suppose
in
I'm a
my
bit like
head,
that, so yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Sometimes if I have a headache, I blame it on the song that's in my head. If I've been
Oh,
singing it in my head
really?
for like more than an hour, I'd be like, that's probably why I have a fucking headache now.
Do you know what was stuck in my head over and over and over, and I was very okay with it?
Oh.
The bridge of Good Luck, Babe.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
So much.
Actually, I was playing that in the car yesterday. And
Yeah.
as it was ending, you know, the outro is like where she slows it down.
Yeah.
And it ended, and Mum went, that was a bit weird. I went, what was weird? She's like, the song, give me something like boppy. And I just went, that
Is
was a bop.
boppy.
And Alex was in the back of the car, and he went, that is a bop. And she was like, no, I just need something like a bit more. It's like, oh.
That is a bop.
It
What
is
is
a
that woman on about?
belter. God only knows. God only knows. Not a bop. Good luck, babe. Not a bop. No.
And Kevin didn't speak to our mom for the rest of the day.
No, it's true. I look very small.
You do look very small. And I look like a hump.
A what?
A hump, a frump,
Hump.
a huffalump or something. I don't know.
Heffalump.
Heffalump. That's what I'm
I
trying
was
to
never
say.
a Winnie the Pooh child.
Is that from Winnie the
That's
Pooh?
from Winnie the Pooh, isn't it?
I use it to describe myself negatively.
I don't enjoy that.
Okay.
I don't enjoy speaking negatively about oneself.
Yeah, sorry. I'll try
Heffalump.
stop. Heffalump? Is that he's he from Winnie the Pooh?
He's from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't. I mean, I know it, obviously, but I don't have very vague memories of watching. I think there was a movie, actually, that I used to watch.
Is it the Heffalump movie?
I know, no, I don't think so. I think it's just one of the Winnie the Pooh ones. What's on your phone case? Why?
We had a confirmation last week.
Yeah.
And there was little confetti, like
Yeah.
confirmation confetti. So I saw a cross.
Yeah.
I had to take it.
Okay.
And I had to put it in my phone case because, you know, camp. It's camp.
Okay.
I wanted to put it upside down, but thought that might have been too far the other direction and it would have lost its whimsy.
Okay.
But I must be reminded to take it out before next week's communion. But I keep forgetting it's in there. And then people keep asking me, what's that?
It's like,
They're
why
like,
do you have a
why have you got
cross
a
on your
cross?
case?
No reason.
Honestly, Kevin, since the start, I've been ready to go to the ending segment because I'm really excited
I have two.
for the ending segment.
I'm the same.
Can we go to it? Because I feel like we might be a while.
Oh well, ending segment time. Okay,
Okay.
so let's go.
Who wants to go first?
Well, have we anything? Will we do music last?
Okay, let's do music last.
Okay, let's do music
Will we
last.
take it in turns? You do your TV or movies, whatever. I'll do. Oh my God, wait, I forgot about something else. Yeah, go. This
And
is
I'm
the
so
most
scared.
excited I've ever been for an ending segment. Okay,
So
go. Sorry, go. Yeah.
I'm making my way through the Bear.
Oh yeah, a new season came out or
Is
is coming out?
coming out on June 27th.
Right.
So I think I'm about halfway through season two. It's so good. I just love all the characters in it.
Okay.
They're
Is it about a
just
kitchen?
yeah.
Okay.
And Iowa Debris in it. And it's
Yes.
just she's great. I haven't watched any other telly, I don't think. Had I gone to see Challengers already? I had, hadn't
Yes,
I?
you had.
And the only thing I went to see in the cinema was Star Wars Episode One because it's 25 years since.
Oh,
So
I thought, all
I had to
right,
see that.
I was spying on you and you were a man point. I was like, oh, is he at the cinema?
Was. Dad nearly lost his life when he was like, oh, are they adding something to it? Like, why is it coming out again? And I went 25 years. He was like, what do you mean it's 25 years since that came out?
Oh,
So,
really? He couldn't
yeah,
believe it had been
he
that
actually
long.
was like, what?
What, since the very first Star Wars movie?
No.
No.
Since episode one. So the fourth Star
The
Wars movie.
fourth.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you know how the first movie that came out is episode
Is
four?
four. Yeah.
So it's 25 years since episode one.
Okay.
That's all my watchings. You go.
Okay. So last night I finished season five of Formula One, Drive to Survive.
Oh, yeah.
So I've only one season left. Very sad about that. We watched Finding Dory. Well, it actually ended up being just me and Peter because Rian went to FaceTime his
I
friend.
love Finding Dory.
It's so good. It is so good. Because I listened to the opening title soundtrack.
Right.
And then Ocean View is also very similar to the opening title soundtrack. So now I've been listening to that as well. Really, really enjoy. Skipping ahead there to my music, sorry. But
I'm
no, I just
Sigourney Weaver.
think
I love it.
it's really great, really, really great. And then we watched The Avengers.
Classic.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. I forgot how much I love those movies, and it makes me so sad how crap they've all gone. Because that whole, like, just the whole thing building up to Infinity War and Endgame.
I think after Endgame, they should have taken a long break.
Long break.
And planned just, everything that they yeah, were going to do.
Sat there, calmed reflected. Down. Yeah, they got in over their heads.
Completely.
Because you can say, me and Alison then went to the cinema as well, and like the trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine came out. And then we just kind of were talking about like Marvel, and like none of us really bother with TV shows. Like I couldn't even tell you the last movie that came out. Like,
yeah,
it's just gone. Anyway, yeah, The Avengers was very, very good. I went to see Challengers.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
It was so interesting.
Wasn't it brilliant?
How it was shot.
Yeah.
Like the music, the camera work, just some of the like random kind of like, it was just like freeze and then cut. And you were like, huh? Like, so, oh, I loved it.
The whole sequence during the storm.
What the fuck was that?
Wasn't Mental. It so beautifully shot, like?
It was insane. Just the whole thing. The music then, like...
It's insane. I knew you'd appreciate the soundtrack as well.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Like, from the get-go, it's, like, amazing.
Yeah. My only thing is that I thought there was too much slow-mo in that last little while.
Some people say that as well. I think that... It did drag on a small bit.
Just a tiny bit. I was like, come on.
Like, because I knew what was coming. I just knew what was coming with how much they were building it up. I knew he was going to do the, you know, the...
Oh, well, like, no, I knew that as well. Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, he's going to do it. And then every time I thought that he was going to do it, we were still in the slow-mo shot. And I was
you
like,
know...
Let's go, guys.
It was just a bit much for me. But otherwise, I absolutely
loved it. It was absolutely phenomenal. Yeah.
Loved it, loved it.
I forgot about two other movies I watched.
Okay.
Watched The Wolf of Wall Street for the first time.
Oh, thoughts?
Never seen it before. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was very
it's
good.
It's just so long.
It's so long.
Because I went to see that in the cinema, actually, when that came out.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. I say, come on.
And myself and Alex, we went for an ice cream halfway through.
Yeah.
And he was just like, so what do you think of it so far? And I was like, Alex, there's so much has happened in an hour of that movie. I do not know how much more can happen in the next 2 hours, but it was really, really good. And we watched The Idea of You.
How was it? See, I can't get onto... I have Prime on my laptop, I think, but I can't... I don't know the login, so it's not on the TV.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the login either, actually. Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah?
I really liked it.
Is it just a bit stupid?
It kind of is, yeah. But it's like when you have a movie about a boy band fella falling in love with someone, it can't not be stupid.
Yeah.
I was just, there was a point where I was like, Anne Hathaway is not, she didn't just like sign a contract and just do the job. She did her job and she did it well.
Oh, really?
Oh, she didn't. She meant business. Oh, God, yeah. She was brilliant. But I would recommend watching it. It's actually quite good.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot about those two.
That's okay. I think that's it for my watching.
Yeah.
I think so. Have you read anything?
No, I stopped reading for the moment.
That's okay. That's okay, because I have. So I read Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
It had been on my reading list for so long, but the book is just a little bit too expensive. It was like $28-$30, and I just kept being like, oh, I just can't bring myself to spend that much on a book when I'm probably not even going to keep the book, you know. And then it came on to Spotify ebooks.
Oh, cool.
Turns out I'm not an ebook person. I knew this. I need to see the words in front of me when reading a book. Now, there's another one called When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. That I could listen to a bit more because it just felt more like a podcast. But like so Everything I Know About Love is a memoir, but like it's a story. I just bit my teeth weirder there. Oh.
Ooh.
That was strange. Because it's kind of a story, I feel like I need to be following along with my eyes. It came out on Kindle Unlimited. So I was like,
perfect.
Well, there you go.
Perfect.
So read that, and it was really, really lovely. Really, really lovely book.
Very good.
Yeah. All right.
Shall we get to the main event?
Let's get to the main event.
Is there anything you've been listening to other than
that album?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Apart from the Finding Dory soundtrack.
Challengers.
I have been listening to Challengers.
So I enjoy Challengers.
Yeah.
Love.
Oh, yeah.
Final Set and Challengers Match Point.
Yeah. Is Love the piano one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
really good.
Final Set is the piano one with a bit
with
of like
the Challengers
in it.
Yeah.
Love it. Sorry, song came up for me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, so the guy who composed the BBC news theme, right? First of all, that's a belter in itself.
You
But he...
are so interesting to me. Oh my God.
he was, I don't know, is it part of a group or like he just went under this name, Touch and Go, and they have a song
Right.
called Would You? And it just got, it's got a belter of some trumpets. That's great. And then otherwise I don't think there's been much else. How about you?
My only other one is CMAT's new song.
Oh, I forgot to listen to it.
It's called Oh Shoot. It's very good. I mean, she can't miss for me. She can never do anything wrong.
Fair.
It's brilliant. I don't think she will ever disappoint me. She's just fabulous. Right. Are we feeling very radically optimistic, Niamh?
Oh, big time.
Big freaking time.
Big time.
It's so good.
Dua Lipa came out with a new album. And I started listening to it while doing my makeup last weekend. So up until French Exit, basically. So from End of an Era to French Exit was how much I listened to.
Yeah.
Right, while doing my makeup. Houdini, Training Season, These Walls, What You Doing, they all felt the exact same to me.
Okay.
And then I got to French Exit and was like, oh, okay. So then I went, I don't know, can't remember what, either it was maybe Monday walking to work or something, that I went to Illusion down and was like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
This is great. Then yesterday, Kevin, because then I went back into a bit of a Dua Lipa phase, End of an Era came on.
Yeah.
I'd only listened to it once. Because now I just go French Exit, Falling Forever, Maria are my main three. Then I like Anything for Love as well. End of an Era is a bop.
Yeah.
I love it. Because I was like, Alexa, I was like, what's this song? And she was like, End of an Era. I was like, huh? I've been skipping that this whole time. So, yeah.
It's really good.
I really enjoy it.
End of an Era was my fave on my first listen.
Yeah.
And then after I'd done it, I was like, that album wasn't amazing. And then I listened to it again, and I listened to it for what it was, not for like what it wasn't. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking brilliant.
You always go that way though. You're like, you listen
I
to it once
do.
And you're like, nah.
And then, but it's the only person that's happened that this has happened with is I was listening to the album. And I actually was like, it sounds like she's singing in my head.
What
Her
do you mean?
vocals are so clear and like crisp.
They are.
That I actually was listening to it. I was like, sounds like she's just here. Like, ooh.
Ooh.
But yeah, it took me up until French Exit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's brilliant. I love Maria. Maria's my new fave.
I really like it.
I walked home the other day with it on and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Here
no
we
the
go.
minute the like guitar strings came on, first I was like, I'm gonna like this song. I just knew it.
It's just so good. It's so well produced. I love it. I love that it tells a story. I love that End of an Era is actually the beginning of something.
Yeah,
I just think she's a mastermind.
The only thing I cringe at is the talking. Do you know when it's Anything for You?
That
She's like, okay, let's put it down. I hate that.
you
I was like,
hate
girl,
that
yeah.
In everything though, don't you?
I do. Unless it's really kind of funny or something. Otherwise, I'm just like, I'm cringing at you. Come on, let's just skip to the singing. But then I went back on like some of her older stuff. Because like I saw her at Electric Picnic in 2018.
Yep.
And it was one of the greatest concerts I've been to.
Baby, let
Be
me
the
get
One
to
is like
know
one of
you.
my favorite
Yep.
songs. It's a song everyone knows. It's kind of like me.
It's your song.
It is, yeah. But even New Rules, that was also my song at a period of
Yep.
my life. And what's it called? Lost in Your Light.
Oh, yeah,
Love
banger.
that one. She
Yeah.
sang that at Electric Picnic, actually.
I would kill to see her.
Have you never seen
I've never seen her.
her? Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
Because she sounds like she does. She's.
Yeah. She,
You know what I mean?
no. That is true.
She sounds like how she sounds on the songs,
Yeah.
which I love in an artist when, like, you know, they're singing live, but you're like, oh, you also like sang that
Yeah.
in the studio, do you know?
Their vocals didn't have to be overly edited or anything. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to listen to it again some more today.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And we can't trust anything I say first time because the
No.
album that I keep going back to this year is Ariana's.
Really?
It is the one album that every day or anytime I get the record player out, that is the first thing I put down.
No way.
Yeah, I adore it. So no one listened to any of my opinions until like 3 months after the fact. Then they
Yeah.
can start listening to me.
Then he'll actually know what he thinks
Yeah.
of it. Hair is very floppy, isn't it?
There's so much of it, Niamh.
There's so much hair. You have
Look at the
so much
length. Look at
hair.
the length. Can you see that?
Oh my God. Are you getting a cut soon?
Yeah, I should.
You should.
It's passing me off.
Just to just neaten up a little bit, you know? You can
Just to
braid
trim.
that, like.
I actually could.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
Right.
we better wrap it up. I enjoyed that episode, Kevin. I thought that was
That was
great.
fab. Great,
We hope
great.
you enjoyed it as well. And oh my God, I forgot one of my friends said we could use Hair Chaos. I'll try and remember
Oh,
that for next week.
next
Okay.
week.
If you liked this episode, please give it a download. And I hope you have a great week ahead. And you'll hear from us again next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.